Hello, everyone. So, I'll be developing my own podcast descriptions, completely original, in each episode that I do, starting now, today. And I decided to go off the top of my head. And if I ever need any help, I'll just pull out Webster's. That's the only thing I'll be using. When I say go off the top of my head, that means I talk from the heart without using anything. So that's how the podcast will be from now on. Let's keep going. I decided today we're going to talk about, this is my last porn episode. We're going to talk about what my fellow survivor thrivers and I were discussing with each other about the kind of erotic adult films that are essentially needed by us. Those who have been abused in any kind of way, but despite that, we're thriving personally and professionally. So I remember my fellow survivor thrivers and I were discussing that wouldn't it be cool to market, distribute, produce, direct, star in, write and broadcast adults poetically complimenting each other's sensual sounds. And erotic vocalizations. Wouldn't it be cool to have these kinds of erotic adult films where the co-stars are being copulatory from the heart? Nothing forced, nothing unnatural. Everything natural and everything happening on their own, on its own. And then I remember we were talking about, wouldn't it be cool to have erotic adult films where there was symmetrical speed of just right, symmetrical rhythm of just right, symmetrical melody of just right, symmetrical flowetry of just right, symmetrical cadence of just right, symmetrical temperature of just right. And symmetrical musicality of just right, all referring to sex. And then we talked about how cool it would be to have erotic adult films where you see multiple abuse survivors engaging in sensual negotiations of the sex. And you see a co-star who may not have been abused negotiating with a co-star who was abused for their sensual negotiations of the sex as well. And we talked about, wouldn't it be cool to have erotic adult films where the co-stars were able to discuss with each other how to properly respond if there are any physical injuries related to the sex that were entirely unintentional, and how to prevent sexual injuries, physically speaking and innerly speaking, from occurring in the first place. And how do we prevent hurting the person's inner life when it comes to the sex, especially if there was a history of a lack of sexual harm reduction in that person's life to begin with? And then I remember us talking about how wouldn't it be cool to have erotic adult films where you're not trying so hard to be a sexual wordsmith. You're intrinsically wordsmithing without even trying. In every word choice, uttering from the lips of the co-stars are not just therapeutic to one another, but also cathartic to one another. And then we talked about, wouldn't it be cool that the tone of voice from the co-stars in the erotic adult films, it aided in the restorative wound healing of the psyche in terms of their speaking styles regarding each other. And then we said, wouldn't it be cool if you had the kind of sex where the co-stars are, they're not pushy people. P-U-S-H-Y. They're also not bump on the logs. That they have a, they have well-balanced, well-rounded, well-adjusted, well-unified personality temperaments regarding one another. And they also have well-balanced, well-rounded, well-adjusted, well-unified sexual personality, erotic blueprint types, temperaments regarding one another in terms of verbiage and nonverbal communication. And then we talked about, would it be cool to have erotic adult films where nothing was done too quickly, too slowly, too aggressively, not aggressive enough, that you took your time with each sex position and sex act, that y'all were sex coaching each other all the way through, that y'all were engaging in verbal sex coaching kindly all the way through, that you were engaging in nonverbal sex coaching all the way through, you're engaging in sex therapy all the way through, you're engaging in verbal sex therapy all the way through, you're kindly, right? You have to be kindly with the verbal sex therapy, kindly with the nonverbal sex therapy, right? And again, you have to be kindly with the verbal sex coaching and kindly with the nonverbal sex coaching. You have to be all the way through, you have to be kindly with the verbal sexology and nonverbal sexology all the way through. And that you have to engage in all the way through kindly verbal sex counseling and nonverbal sex counseling all the way through. And I also notice that with sex too, y'all have to kindly all the way through engage in verbal sexpertise and nonverbal sexpertise with each other. Basically, you know, to have erotic adult films where all the way through kindly y'all are each other's verbal intimacy coordinators, nonverbal intimacy coordinators. Kindly all the way through, you are each other's verbal intimacy choreographers and nonverbal intimacy choreographers. And lastly, kindly all the way through, y'all have to be each other's verbal sexual personality types, nonverbal sexual personality types, kindly all the way through each other's verbal erotic blueprint types and nonverbal erotic blueprint types, and kindly all the way through, y'all have to be each other's verbal sex surrogate partner therapy and nonverbal sex surrogate partner therapy. And so these are the kind of conversations that we have with each other, you know, like, and you know, with sex, you know, especially we talked about how we've seen in our heads, and as well as porn, how a lot of times when they have sex, they hold their partner by the merging of their hands intertwined, right? One partner putting their fingers through their own fingers, and they hold their fingers in place during the on top position with their partner. It's like the clasping of each other's hands, the one partner's hands from the left hand to the right hand, and imagine them merge and you see the fingers going through one another. And we talked about how and there's a way that can be done without it being sexually lackadaisical, that you can make sure that the other partner's senses, including your own, are stimulated and not just the genital orgasms. And then we talked about how when you have erotic adult films in particular, that there has to be a way that you can sexually engage with the partner by not confusing filth with truth. Because not all blunt honesty is healthy. Some is. And the hyper-masculinity version is not. It reminds me of for me, when it comes to the sex too, how a lot of times the repetition of the words like sexual echolalia and verbally and not, there's verbal sexual echolalia and nonverbal sexual echolalia, repetition of the words and phases, but people do it through their words and through their actions, and both can be healthy if it is centered upon sensual empathy and erotic compassion. Or you could say erotic empathy and sensual compassion, basically saying the same thing. And then there's a way that you can give a command, a suggestion, a recommendation that is soft-spoken. Don't get me wrong, you're heard, but it's a soft-spoken kind of way of commanding, demanding, and questioning, and recommending, and suggesting, complimenting. It can be soft-spoken at the same time. The gravity, the weightiness, and heaviness of what you're saying is soothing and smoothing instead of tyrannical control. And the sex can be lighthearted verbally and nonverbally as a result of that. You don't have to be badly boisterous. You can be relaxingly boisterous with sex too. So this is the kind of stuff that me and my fellow survivors talk about. Basically, this episode is about verbal sexual art porn and nonverbal sexual art porn. Or, saying the same thing, we say this, nonverbal sexual art erotica. Nonverbal sexual art erotica, or to shorten it up, you got verbal erotica, nonverbal erotica, verbal porn, nonverbal porn. And they're all centered upon neighborliness. You have verbal sexual neighborliness and nonverbal sexual neighborliness. So when it's neighborliness, that means you have in what my fellow survivors and I were talking about, there is it was basically our talking about verbal sexual companionate love, nonverbal sexual companionate love. Then there was verbal sexual unconditional love, nonverbal sexual unconditional love. Then there was verbal sexual compassionate love, nonverbal sexual compassionate love. And then there was nonverbal sexual sacrificial love. There was verbal sexual sacrificial love, nonverbal sexual sacrificial love. Then there was verbal sexual requited love and nonverbal sexual requited love. Then there was verbal sexual erotic love and nonverbal sexual erotic love. Then there was verbal sexual selfless love and nonverbal sexual selfless love. So we talked about those things and how they it'll be great to have erotic adult films where those things were implemented. And here's the only part in the episode where I used a dictionary. So we talked about having erotic adult films that present us survivor thrivers accurately, meaning us survivors of sexual dysfunction accurately when it comes to the extreme long shots, extreme wide shots. We talked about us survivors of sexual dysfunction being presented accurately when it comes to the long shots, LS, or wide shots, WS. We talked about us survivors of sexual dysfunction being presented accurately with the full shot, FS. We talked about us survivors of sexual dysfunction being presented accurately with the medium wide shots, MWS. And we said, hey, a survivor of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately with the cowboy shot, CS. A survivor of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately with the medium shots, MS. and how a survivor's sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately with the medium close-up shots. MCU. We talked about a survivor's sexual dysfunction being presented accurately with the close-up CU. We talked about how survivors of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately with the extreme close-ups ECU. And we talked about how us survivors of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately with the single shots. How us survivors of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately with the two shots. How survivors of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately with the three shots. How survivors of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately with the over-the-shoulder shots OTS. How survivors of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately with the over-the-hip shots OTH. How survivors of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately with the point-of-view shots POV. How us survivors of sexual dysfunction can be presented with the rack focus. How survivors of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately with the focus pull. And how us survivors of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately with the shallow focus shot, shallow DOF. And meaning depth of field, DEPTH, and how a survivor of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately with the deep focus shot, and how a survivors of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately with the tilt shift shot, and how a survivors of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately with the soft focus, how a survivors of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately with the split diopter, and how us survivors of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately with the eye level shot, how us survivors of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately with the low angle shots, and how a survivor of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately when it comes to the high angle shots, hip level shots, knee level shots, ground level shots, shoulder level shots, Dutch angle shots, bird's eye view shots, overhead shots, aerial shots, helicopter shots. And we talked about how us survivors of sexual dysfunction can be presented accurately when it comes to the static fix shots, dolly shots, zoom shots, dolly zoom shots, pan shots, tilt shots, whip pan shots, whip tilt shots, tracking shots, crab shots, arc shots. And how a survivors of sexual dysfunction could be presented accurately with the sticks, tripod, slider shot, handheld shot, steadicam shot, gimbal shot, crane shot, jib shot, drone shot, and wire shot. So we talked about how important it is for a survivor of sexual dysfunction within erotic adult films to be presented accurately, meaning artistically, artistically, with all the 50 plus types of camera shots and camera angles, within erotic adult films, within adult cinematography. That's what we were discussing with each other as fellow survivors. And I'm almost finished using the dictionary. And using handheld cameras to present a survivor's sexual dysfunction accurately, meaning artistically, in erotic adult films. And then this is also what we talked about. And then we talked about wouldn't it be wonderful for neurodiverse people to have cinematic techniques artistically, meaning accurately reflecting us. We said, yeah, us neurodiverse people, when it comes to erotic adult films, we need to be presented accurately artistically when it comes to the 180 degree rule, airborne shot, arc, backlighting, lighting design, bridging shot, camera angle, high angle shot, low angle shot, close up, cut, cross cutting, continuity editing, deep focus, dissolve, camera dolly, dolling or dolly shot, dolly zoom, editing, ellipsis, linguistics, establishing shot, eyeline match, extreme close-up, extreme long shot, fade-in slash fade-out, full light, flashback, flash-forward, focus, framing, handheld shot, intertitle, iris in slash iris out, jump cut, key light, long shot, match cut, medium close-up, medium shot, mise-en-scene. That means everything that has been placed in front of or is revealed by the camera while shooting. Over the shot, over the shoulder shot, pan, P-A-N, point of view shot, POV, racking focus, reverse angle, scene, static frame, steady cam, storyboard, tilt, tracking shot slash traveling shot, trunk, two shot, whip pan, whip zoom, wipe zoom, movement and expression, background lighting, cameo lighting, fill light, flood lighting, high key lighting, lens flare, low key lighting, mood lighting, Rembrandt lighting, stage lighting, soft light, diegetic sound, non-diegetic sound. Three D computer graphics, 3D film for movie history, blue screen slash chroma key, bullet time, computer generated imagery, digital compositing, optical effects, stereoscopy for 3D technical detail, stop motion, stop tricks, a roll, you know, that's special effects FX. And we talk about editing and transitional devices versus neurodiverse people, such as the wipe shot, reverse shot, SMPTE time code, split screen, slow cutting, smash cut, sweet sequence shot, screen direction, point of view shot, montage, match cut, match shot, L cut, split edit, king, jump cut, J cut, split edit, insert, flashback, fast cutting, establishing shot, dissolve, cutaway, cross cutting, B roll, A roll, film editing. Yeah, we talked about this type of stuff. Warm's eye view, walk and talk, video production, top doc, top down perspective, single camera setup, shot, reverse shot, Shot, filmmaker, action shot, money shot, medium shot, master shot, head shot, hanging miniature, full frame, freeze frame, shot, follow shot, crane shot, movement and expression. Yeah, we got that comfortable with each other. We're like, we gotta have these of our own erotic adult films for sure. And then we talked about us neurodiverse people, erotic adult films, having live special effects, you know, laser lighting, theatrical smoke and fog, CO2 effects, pyrotechnics, flame, confetti, bubble, snow, the mechanical effects, you know, stunt artists, stunt doubles. Specialized rigs and gimbals, mechanical effects, mechanical engineering, flipping and hauling vehicles over buildings. And then we talked about the visual special effects techniques, like, wow, wouldn't it be great if us neurodiverse people in erotic adult films, we had bullet hit squibs, bullet time, shaders, in-camera effects, match moving, matte painting, matte filmmaking, video matting, miniature effects, morphing, motion control, photography, optical effects, optical printing, practical effects, prosthetic makeup effects, rotoscoping, reverse motion, stop motion, go motion, chef's hand process, splash of color, traveling matte, matte, virtual cinematography, wire removal. Yeah, we really get into these kind of conversations. The sound effects, everything. Okay, so now I'm done using the dictionary. Now I'll go back to completely off the top of my head. And so we had these conversations with each other because it's many of us were neurodiverse who endured sexual dysfunction in both our childhoods and our adulthoods. And when I say sexual dysfunction, I'm talking about the rape culture and the sexual issues that rape culture brings. So when we talked about doing these kinds of erotic adult films, I remember there was an emphasis on always checking in on each other in terms of making sure that there's no touch trauma, no taste trauma, no hearing trauma, no sight trauma, no smell trauma, no trauma to the sixth sense, you know, instinctiveness, intuition. Because there could be verbal touch trauma, nonverbal touch trauma, verbal taste trauma, nonverbal taste trauma. There could be verbal hearing trauma and nonverbal hearing trauma. There could be verbal smell trauma, nonverbal smell trauma. There could be verbal sight trauma, nonverbal sight trauma. So we talked about making sure that in our erotic adult films, we don't do any of these types of traumas. Another set of traumas we wanted to avoid is verbal body trauma, nonverbal body trauma, verbal heart trauma, nonverbal heart trauma, verbal memories trauma, nonverbal memories trauma, verbal mind trauma, nonverbal mind trauma, verbal soul trauma, nonverbal soul trauma, to avoid all these things that are within our erotic adult films as well. And then And then I thought about this. I thought about how when it came to us survivors, how survivor thrivers, how there's verbal sexual positions, nonverbal sexual positions. You have verbal oral sex, nonverbal oral sex. You have verbal anal sex, nonverbal anal sex. You have verbal vaginal sex, nonverbal vaginal sex. And you have verbal sex acts, nonverbal sex acts. Like, you have verbal licking, nonverbal licking. You have verbal nibbling, nonverbal nibbling. You have verbal rubbing, nonverbal rubbing. You have verbal caressing, nonverbal caressing. You have verbal erotic spankings, nonverbal erotic spankings. You have verbal gliding and nonverbal gliding. Hey, just giving y'all some examples. This is kind of stuff I would talk to fellow survivors, divers about. And I came to the conclusion, let's say life does not grant me monogamy. Life chose not to. Life said, naturally, this is not going to happen for Antonio. I would definitely go down the sex surrogate partner therapy for sure. And I would definitely make sex surrogate partner therapy adult films. Only if life says no monogamy for Antonio. And so when I think about everything I have learned, you know, I learned about sex. There's verbal, sexual facial expressions and nonverbal sexual facial expressions. You have verbal sexual word choices, nonverbal sexual word choices. You have verbal sexual tones of voices, nonverbal sexual tones of voices. And that, you have verbal sexual affirmations, nonverbal sexual affirmations. You have verbal sexual gestures, nonverbal sexual gestures. So these are things that me and my survivor drivers talk about. And I decided on this as well, that if life does not naturally give me a monogamous lifestyle, you can also say monogamous love style too, that I'll definitely be a XXX webcam model for sure. But I'm going to be one for survivors of sexual dysfunction, including those of neurodiversity, autism, spectrum, and so on and so forth, what have you. So, I am just overjoyed to be discussing these topics because it makes me think of, you have verbal sexual breath, nonverbal sexual breath. You got verbal sexual groaning, nonverbal sexual groaning. Verbal sexual grunting, nonverbal sexual grunting. Verbal sexual moaning, nonverbal sexual moaning. Verbal copulatory vocalizations, nonverbal copulatory vocalizations. And all these ideas I want to show the sexual breath work within. And this, and the verbal erotic talk, not verbal erotic talk. I want to show all these ideas within these erotic adult films. And then I wanted to really say this. That I want to make sure, and okay, I'm going to use the dictionary a little bit. That when it comes to sex, no verbal sexual institutional discrimination, no verbal sexual structural discrimination, no verbal sexual ageism, no verbal sexual caste systems, no verbal sexual classism, no verbal sexual dialect discrimination, no verbal sexual ableism, no verbal sexual genetic discrimination, no verbal sexual texturism, no verbal sexual height discrimination, no verbal sexual linguistic discrimination, no verbal sexual lookism, no verbal sexual sanism, no verbal sexual racism, no verbal sexual colorism, no verbal sexual scientific racism, no verbal sexual rankism, no verbal sexual sexism, no verbal sexual orientation discrimination, no verbal sexual speciesism, no verbal sexual sizeism, no verbal sexual viewpoint discrimination. Oh, and the other opposite is true, that when it comes to sex, no nonverbal sexual institutional discrimination, no nonverbal sexual structural discrimination, no nonverbal sexual ageism, no nonverbal sexual caste system, no verbal non-sexual classism, no verbal non-sexual dialect discrimination, no nonverbal sexual ableism, no nonverbal sexual genetic discrimination, no nonverbal sexual texturism, no nonverbal sexual height discrimination, no nonverbal sexual linguistic discrimination, no nonverbal sexual lookism, no nonverbal sexual sanism, no nonverbal sexual racism, no nonverbal sexual colorism, no nonverbal sexual scientific racism, no nonverbal sexual rankism, no nonverbal sexual sexism, no nonverbal sexual orientation discrimination, no nonverbal sexual speciesism, no nonverbal sexual sizeism, and no nonverbal sexual viewpoint discrimination. I'm officially done using dictionary for this episode, so let's get back to the freestyling off the top of my head topic at hand. So for me, I remember talking with my fellow survivors about all these things, because it was so important for us to feel like we can honor our verbal sexual memories and nonverbal sexual memories. Because there's verbal sexual trauma and nonverbal sexual trauma as well, which means that there also is verbal sexual euphoria and nonverbal sexual euphoria as well. I do remember me and the survivors, we had this conversation about how the reason why the women were doing all these nice things for me because they openly said they were dickmatized by me. And I told them that I was pussymatized by them. That kind of language was permitted by one another. And I've learned that there's unhealthy dickmatizing, then there's healthy dickmatizing. There's unhealthy pussymatizing, then there's healthy pussymatizing too. The unhealthy versions were in my past. The healthy versions are now and forevermore, including the future. Too, so I really had, me and survivors really agreed with each other on these kind of subjects. And then what really touched our hearts was when they told me that they were made to feel like neurodiverse sensuality coaching did not exist, which is a lie. That neurodiversity pleasure coaching did not exist, which is a lie. That neurodiversity intimacy coaching did not exist, which is a lie. And we decided in our erotic adult films we're going to infuse these things, all these topics, to dispel all the sexual myths about us sexual dysfunction survivors and neurodiverse adulthood, for sure. I'll say this. Any porn site, any erotica site that has my videos on there without their permission, without my permission, I sue them and have them take my stuff off their site. And if they do have their stuff on there for very long, it's because they have my permission and they pay me. I'm willing to pay them if they have their stuff on my site, but everything has to be of erotic ethicalness, sensual, sensefulness. When I think now about what I'm saying, like, all the types of friendly porn erotica I talked about episodes, including the Autism Mom one, Autism Mom friendly porn erotica, I'm going to do all these types of friendly porn erotica, I said, in this episode and all the other episodes I've done about the types of porn that in erotica that's missing some key population demographics. I'm going to do all those. If life says no serious relationship for you, no marriage for you, no monogamy for you, then that's what I'll do. If I don't even have any, if life says no casual monogamy for me, then I'll definitely do all these things. Any new information? Okay. So, I figured out that my last statement on mainstream porn, it's quite a lengthy one. Here we go. I decided, and it's a new statement, I decided that taking the good from them and multiplying it and putting my spin to it would be excellent for me to do and for them to do when it comes to me. In other words, we utilize the good of what we're doing from each other, the film techniques, put our own spin to it, and market it to people that are normally not truly featured in the adult film industry. That's my last statement on them. So how often would I do my own rock doll films? Sporadically. Just like mainstream, sporadically on my own stuff. Why? I'll give a new reason. I prefer to have more free sex off camera than on camera. I don't want to have a sexual codependency on the cameras. And I'm not saying full-time performers have that. No. I'm not dissing anybody at all. I'm specifically only speaking for myself. These are my reasons. And my reasons alone. I'm not dissing part-time performers. I'm not attacking them at all. I'm strictly and only talking about myself, nobody else, and that's it. For me, I don't want to have any sexual enabling, sexual coddling of, you know, if I do it a lot, that's like having sex more on camera than off camera. And I'm like, no, I like the reverse, because that's how my real life for myself and myself only works best for me. I'll tell you this. If I have the green light from the adults within the families I work with, that matters too. Because I think you can still have stuff for grown folks and still be an excellent role model to children. A positive one. That's why I'm an excellent role model to adults, a positive one too. So I know I'll get that green light. Everything can't be for adults and everything can't be for kids. I'll close with this statement. Remember, when it comes to sex, sex has its own part of speech labels, verbally, non-verbally. Sex has its own etymology, verbally, non-verbally. Sex has its own denotations, verbally, non-verbally. Sex has its own connotations, verbally, non-verbally. Yeah, sex has its own definitions, verbally, non-verbally. Sex has some meanings, verbally, non-verbally. And those things matter when it comes to adult film, especially for neurodiverse people like me and survivors of sexual dysfunction like me. So you know all my thoughts on sex and born.